If the revival goes long enough, I'm going to preach a sermon that's really just about my favorite. Maybe that on the name. But I love to preach about the Word of God. If the revival goes long enough, I'm going to preach a sermon on the Bible, one of Pentecostal's greatest assets. And we'll go into a little bit of history and just show you what that book's been through. A blood-bequeathed legacy, stained with the blood of martyrdom. Oh, God, I appreciate your word tonight. Praise God. We'll announce it if and when. If you have your Bible, raise it up and say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. If you need one, just raise your hand. Praise the Lord. Then these brethren quickly will bring you a Bible. You that can read and need a Bible tonight, raise your hand. You that have your Bibles, please, if you will now, turn with me to Psalms 107, the same psalm we spoke from last night, but I'm going to go a little further in it tonight. We'll begin with verse 1 again. Psalms 107. 107. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
That's not everybody. Everybody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's see who can say it the loudest. All the ladies say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
All the men?
Praise the Lord.
I like that.
We won. I'll give you one more chance. All right, ladies.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, men.
Praise the Lord.
The ladies won that. Let's run the tie off. All right, ladies.
Praise the Lord.
Come on, men.
Praise the Lord.
We won. Let's everybody say it.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. That's not a trite phrase with me. I mean every syllable of it. Thank you, Jesus. Psalms 107, beginning with verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Verse 8, Psalms 107, my text. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Say it with me. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Let's do it right now. You may be seated in Jesus' name.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Let's everybody again together say it. Praise the Lord. How would you like to see everybody in the city of Pine Bluff?
Whoa.
Outside on the street or in their yards, with their hands stretched towards heaven, saying, "Praise the Lord." Wouldn't that be a beautiful sight? It's the longing of God ever since sin intervened in the Garden of Eden to have His creatures raising their hands and adoring, magnifying, exalting, and lifting up the name of Jesus, the name of God. Once again, together, let's say it. Praise the Lord! Let me give you a few scriptures, first of all. Psalms 22, verse 3. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel. Psalms 48, verse 1. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of His holiness. Again, redundant in Psalms 145, verse 3. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised, and His greatness is unsearchable.
Hallelujah.
Psalms 50, verse 23, God said, Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me. Now we've glorified people enough. We've honored people enough. Let's glorify God a while. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God? It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. You know what David said one time? Psalms 119, verse 62. He said, At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto Thee because of Thy righteous judgment. At midnight. In Psalms 119, verse 164, David said again, Seven times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgments. Seven times a day. Furthermore, Psalms 113, verse 3 said, From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. I say it's time we praise God. I say it's time we extolled, exalted, and magnified God. I say it's time our sermons, our songs was Christ-centered. I say it's time our worship was Christ-centered. Let's exalt Him. Let's magnify the Lord together. Oh, that men would praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! You see, we got worship for every phase of, or rather, scripture for every phase of the worship that we do. For instance, Psalms 47 and 1 said, Oh, clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Let's do it right now. Hallelujah! Let's obey another scripture. Let's obey another scripture. Psalms 134, verse 1. Behold, bless ye the Lord, all ye servants of the Lord, which by night stand in the house of the Lord. It's night. Let's stand. This is the house of the Lord. All right. Verse number 2. Psalms 1:3-4 said, Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. Come on. Bless Him tonight. Hallelujah. You may be seated.
Glory to God.
The Lord that made heaven and earth bless thee out of Zion. You see, we've got scripture for lifting up our hands.
Yes.
Hebrews 12:12, Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down. 1 Timothy 2:8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. We've got scripture for hand clapping. We've got scripture for raising our hands. We've got scripture for singing. Ephesians 5:19, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Acts 16, verse 25 said, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. Sang praises unto God. It was said of the early church in Luke 24:53, praising God. Amen. They were continually in the temple, praising and worshiping God. In Acts 2:47, it was said of them, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord, amen, added to the church daily such as should be saved. Now, we are not under the Mosaic law. You don't drag a ram, a turtle dove, a young pigeon, a red heifer, or any sort of an animal in here to offer on this altar as a sacrifice to God. It'd be terrible if all of us had to do that, wouldn't it? Wouldn't be enough room. But you can still put a sacrifice on the altar. There's an altar, and you can put a sacrifice on it. You know what it is? Hebrews 13, verse, amen, tells me in the book of Hebrews 14 and 15. Let me pick out verse 15 of Hebrews. It said, by Him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to His name. I cannot bring a red heifer or a young pigeon or a turtle dove or some animal. It wouldn't do me one iota, one speck of good. But I can put a hallelujah on the altar. I can put a praise the Lord. I can put a thank you, Jesus. I can put a glory to God. And from way down deep in my heart, I can offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually. Yes, sir! Not trite phraseology. No! Not the repeatings of some sort of unlearned, but I'm saying praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. First Peter 2, verse 9, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of Him who hath called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. I've got a right to praise the Lord. I've been bought by the blood, baptized in the name, filled with the Spirit. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. I've got a right to praise the Lord. And I'm not about to shut up. I'm going to praise Him, 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 praise Him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Can I hear you say praise the Lord again? I'd like to take you quickly to a future scene that will transact itself one of these memorable days in eternity when all of God's redeemed gather home around the throne. It's in Revelation chapter 5. And the scene takes place in verse 9, 10, 11. Notice what John said he saw. This is what he saw. Elders around the throne. This is a church terminology. Elders bespeaking the redeemed. The Bible said, they said these memorable words to the one on the throne. And I want to see him, don't you? They said, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals, for Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by Thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Then John started counting. Pentecostals are always number conscious, it seems like. We always want to count. Well, John thought he'd do a little counting. And I beheld and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000. Well, he said, and thousands of thousands. His computer broke down. It was ad infinitum. It was on, stretched out into infinity. He couldn't reach the end of it. He said, and thousands of thousands, After he got to 100 million, it broke down. So now let's see. The Bible said, sing with a loud voice. Now you that believe it's quiet, somber, cold, formality, quiet as a tomb, that you have to be quiet to worship God. Of course, I remind you of Psalms 98:4. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise. Make a loud noise. Make a loud noise. Make a loud noise. Amen. And sing praise. That's what it said. So, here John said, sing with a loud voice. Put a couple hundred Niagara Falls together, and you might get just a little bit of the deepening roar of the unanimity and of the feeling and of the emotion that's going to be expressed by the redeemed as they stand around the throne, giving honor to Him that sits upon the throne. The Bible said, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Oh, hallelujah. You choir directors know it takes a lot of practice to get people to come together on the same word at the same time with the same feeling and the same emotion. But oh, think of 100 million choir plus, add on and together with one accord. They're all going to say, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Can y'all say amen to that? I wonder I could take just a minute here, this I love to do, and let's just practice up a little bit. For you see, I intend to sing that song on the other side. I intend to stand in that crowd on the other side, and I'm not going to stand there holding my hat with a dejected look, my chin on my chest, amen, with a mournful look in my eyes. If you see me over there, I'm going to be redeemed. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be thankful, and I'm going to praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. All right, let me tell you what to say, and you say it. Say it with feeling. Say it with emotion. Say it that you know you've got an experience tonight. Say, worthy is the Lamb. Oh, that'll never do. That'll never do. Now let me tell you the scene again. You've got a new body. There's no more crippling arthritis. No pains. No more heart attacks. No more paralytics. No more cancer. No more diphtheria. No more weary miles. No more lonely nights of pleading prayer. No more sobbing over wayward loved ones. You've got it made. You got a new body. You're standing there never to wear another frown. Never to see another ounce of sorrow. Forever, never, 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 never. You're going to be with Jesus. Now you get the picture now. You're standing there redeemed. You've got your new body. It's all over. You've got it made. Now you're standing there. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now do you get the feeling? Let's try it again. Now picture yourself there. You've got it made. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Now let's say it. Worthy is the Lamb. All right. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Let's try it again now. Where there's a lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and honor and glory and blessing. Every creature which is in heaven, all the angels, cherubim, seraphims with the flaming sonnets of glory, and every creature which is on earth, whatever will inhabit the new earth, and every creature which is under the earth, and all that are in the sea, heard I saying, blessing and honor and glory and power be unto Him that sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Whoa! My God! You hear me? The panther that stalks the forest, praise the Lord. The eagle that flies the pathless air, praise the Lord. The leviathan that spouts in the deep sea, praise the Lord. The angel with his flaming sonnet of glory, praise the Lord. The redeemed standing around the throne, praise the Lord. Every creature, everybody, we'll praise Him. We'll adore Him. We'll magnify Him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Would praise the Lord. Would praise the Lord. No wonder, no wonder, no wonder the Bible could say in Psalms 148, praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For He commanded and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth. Ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His words, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. He also exalted the horn of His people, the praise of all of His saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and His praise in the congregation of the saints. Let Israel rejoice in Him that made Him. Let the children of Zion rejoice in the King. Let them praise His name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord taketh pleasure in His people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. This honor hath all of His saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise Him in the firmament of His power. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. Praise Him with the sound of a trumpet. Praise Him with the psaltery and harp. Praise Him with the timbrel and organs. Praise Him upon the loud cymbals. Praise Him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything, let everything, let everything, let everything, let everything, let everything. Hallelujah! Let everything. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye 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 the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. I wish we had a president that would praise the Lord. Senators and congressmen. Amen. Sunday school teachers all over the world. Would to God we had councilmen and governors. Would to God we had every man on the face of the earth that would praise the Lord. Kings and queens, rich and poor, educated and illiterate. Everybody, praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Oh, that men would praise the Lord! There's a verse in that 149th Psalm. I often wondered what the meaning of it was. It said to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. In other words, to lock up something and to put them away And I believe God gave me the answer. The whole psalm, the last three I gave you, Psalms 148, 49, and 150, has the redundancy of praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The devil's the king of this world. The prince of the power of the air. He's here to hinder. He's here to thwart. He's here to rob you of your blessing. He's here to stop you from receiving the Holy Ghost. He's here to stop this revival. He's here to tear down the church. He's here to drag you in the gutter. He's here. He's here to send your soul to hell. But I know how to put a chain on him. I know how to put him in fetters of iron. I know how to lock him up. Praise the Lord! I know how we can do it. If you and me, if we together will praise the Lord, we can put a chain. We can put a chain on him. Praise. Hallelujah! Praise. Amen, everybody! Yeah. Oh, brother, hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah. Devil ain't going to rob me of that. I'm going to run that through again. Brother, the devil's here to hinder. He's here to thwart. He's here to stop. But I'm here to tell you, if we'll praise God, we can put a chain on him. We can bind him. Let's do it right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 Let's just praise his name, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord. I love to worship the Lord, don't you? Oh, that men would praise the Lord, would praise the Lord, would praise the Lord. But you see, my text says something in particular. Verse 8 of Psalms 107. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness.
Hallelujah.
And for his wonderful works to the children of men. Of all God's attributes, I want to praise him for tonight. I want to praise him for his mercy, for his goodness, for his love, for his compassion. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you say praise the Lord tonight? Now I must hurry along. I won't take time to comment. These scriptures are self-explanatory. Listen to them carefully. Psalms 86:5. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Psalms 103:17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him and his righteousness unto children's children. Psalms 106 verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Psalms 108 verse 4. For thy mercy is great above the heavens, and thy truth reacheth under the clouds. Psalms 119:64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Yes. Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Lamentation 3:22. You that believe in four-leaf clovers and lucky horseshoes and coins, it's no accident or coincidence you're here safe and sound tonight. There's such a thing as the mercy of God. Lamentation 3:22. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Joel 2:12. Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he'll turn and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and drink offering unto the Lord your God. Micah 7 verse 18. Now you may serve a lot of things. You may make obeisance at a lot of altars. You're going to worship some kind of God. It may be money. It may be your house. It may be your family. It may be your job. But you're going to worship some kind of an idol. But I tell you, I've never found anything to compare with this Jesus. Micah 7, 18. Who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity, that passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever, because he delighteth in mercy. Listen to this carefully. He will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities. Look at that word, subdue our iniquities. Look at that word. There's action in that word. He will subdue our iniquities. Some of us had the grossest and vilest sins. We were in the depths of hell's degradation, in the very claws and clutches of the worst and bad habits. Oh, a power of positive thinking couldn't let us free. New Year's resolutions couldn't loose us. We were caught up in the clutches of something severe. But we brought that sin to Jesus. We brought that bad habit to Jesus. We brought that fetter and that chain to Jesus. And he subdued our iniquities. He subdued our iniquities. Hallelujah. And thou wilt cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. Thou wilt perform the truth to Jacob and the mercy to Abraham, which thou hast sworn unto our fathers from the days of old. Luke 1:50. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In the book of John 16 verse 27, Jesus said, for the Father himself loveth you because ye have loved me. How long has it been since you told him you loved him? How long has it been since you've raised your hands with no requests and no petition and no asking of any blessing? Just say, Lord, I want to thank you for all your mercies. I want to thank you for your love. I want to thank you for the Holy Ghost. Baptism in Jesus' name, forgiveness of sins, divine healing, dying on the cross, empty tomb in Joseph of Arimathea's garden. Thank you, Lord, for an apostolic church and a faithful pastor and a good wife or husband and a nice mother or father. Lord, I want to love you tonight. I want you to know I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Hallelujah. Romans 5, let me pick it up in verse number 5. The Bible said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Oh, hallelujah. Ephesians 2 verse 1, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, Amen. When in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of the disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love wherewith He hath loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath He quickened us together with Christ. By grace you're saved. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 5:1-2. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me. Titus 2:11-3:6. Amen. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave Himself for us, that He might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort with all authority. Let no man, and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. Put them in mind to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work, to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, showing all meekness unto all men. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, deceived. Amen? Amen. Hateful and hating one another. Amen. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy. According to His mercy hath He saved us. Oh, praise the Lord, everybody! Why do you say that? Because we ourselves were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to His mercy hath He saved us. By the washing of regeneration. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I've been washed in the water, baptized in the name of Jesus, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He has shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. I love Him, don't you? Raise your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. Raise your hand again and say it again. Just say it several times. Mean it from your heart. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. 1 John 3:16. Hereby perceive we, listen to these verses very carefully, hereby perceive we the love of God, because He laid down His life for us.
Acts 20:28. Take heed unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers to feed the church of God, which He hath purchased with His own blood. Revelation 1:5. Unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and His Father. 1 Peter 1:18. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but by the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Oh, hereby perceive ye the love of God, because He laid down His life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. 1 John 4:9. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Oh, I love that verse. It's one of my favorites. That we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Maybe you don't understand the implication and ramification of that verse. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. There's a judgment day coming, sinner. There's a judgment day coming, sinner. Hear me. But I don't care. Let it come. Oh, my brother, the book can be opened. The book can be opened. My name is there, but there's an empty spot beneath it where all my sins used to be. For you see, when my name is called, I can walk up and say, I've been washed in the blood. I've been baptized in the name of Jesus. I've been filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I've got boldness in the day of judgment. I've got boldness in the day of judgment. Some of you drunkards, some of you thieves, some of you liars, some of you fornicators, some of you backbiters, some of you gossipers, some of you whoremongers, some of you cheats, some of you prolific, some of you tonight that have done damnation, you better get it under the blood. Get it under the blood. Get it under the blood. Get it under the blood.
Hallelujah.
Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
Hallelujah.
Because as He is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love. Amen.
Amen.
But perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love Him because He first loved us.
Praise the Lord. What a revival we could have if people would just praise the Lord. If people would just worship God. What a move of God we could have tonight. What healings could be wrought. The Holy Ghost would be outpoured if we would just worship God. Come on now, turn loose. Worship God tonight. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, that men would praise the Lord. It'll take that frown off of your face, that bitterness out of your heart. That's right. Amen. The sadness out of your soul. It'll give you a song in the night. If you'll just worship God, your problems will seem easier and lighter. I guarantee you'll get strength for next week. Instead of stumbling in the dark, He'll give you the light. Just worship God. Lift Him up. Exalt Him. Magnify the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Brother, this goes for every one of us. None of us are too proud. None of us are too good. None of us are too educated. None of us are too illiterate. None of us are too rich. None of us are too poor. None of us are dressed too good. None of us are dressed too bad. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. 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 Praise the Lord.
I'm going to love Him. I don't care if anybody else doesn't. I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to praise Him.
Woo! Hallelujah!
I want to lead one more choir, and I'm going to conclude this. You're going to help me, every one of you. Psalms 136. Now, you don't need to get your Bible. I'll teach you your part. You just follow me now. Here's your part. Let me tell it to you one time, and that's all you got to remember, is what I'm going to tell you. It goes like this. For His mercy endureth forever. Now you got it? Let's practice. Ready? Check yourself. Remember, you was a drunkard, a thief, a no good, a no count. You was black, dirty in your heart. He washed and cleansed you. You glad you got mercy and not judgment, aren't you? Okay, now say it with feeling. Let's try it again. Ready? Okay, now I believe we're about tuned in. Well, hallelujah! Well, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Now, don't let me down. I'll take care of one part. That's all you got to remember is your part. And the glory's going to roll because I'm already feeling it. Let's tune up one more time. I don't want you to miss your part. Ready? Okay. All right. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! All right. Hallelujah! Glory! Okay. Now don't let me down. Here we go. Angels, wait a minute. I've got to take care of something here. I'm sorry. Just a minute. Excuse me. Angels, step aside. You can't sing this song. You've never been washed in the blood. Step aside. Step aside. You don't know what it means to be delivered. Step aside, angels. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah! Glory! All right, now. Come on, let's just give it all we've got for Jesus. Here we go. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For He is good. Oh, give thanks. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords. To Him who alone doeth great wonders. To Him that by wisdom made the heavens. To Him that stretched out the earth, amen, above the waters. To Him that made great lights. The sun to rule by day. The moon and stars to rule by night. To Him that smote Egypt in their firstborn.
with a strong hand and with a stretched out arm to Him that divided the Red Sea into parts and made Israel to pass through the midst of it. But overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To Him which led His people through the wilderness. To Him which smote great kings. And slew famous kings. King of Bashan, and gave their land for a heritage, even a heritage unto Israel, his servant. Who remembered us in our low estate? Redeemed us from our enemies. Well, hallelujah. Who giveth food to our flesh? Praise Him! Praise Him! Praise Him! Hallelujah! Praise Him!